Good morning, it's Nyaneko. This is actually take two of what I wanted to talk about today, just because I felt like I was rambling too much in the last one. But, East Coast Born, hello, this is a response audio to your post. and the topic you had mentioned is worried about monogamy. I felt like just a text response wasn't enough, and so you get the pleasure of hearing me ramble about monogamy, which I am very much for. Very, very much for. I think the reason why we don't hear more about the benefits of monogamy is just because it's normal. Quote-unquote normal. And also because everyone who is monogamous isn't coming together and going like, yeah, team monogamy. It's kind of ironic, but no one in the media is saying that monogamy is popular because monogamy doesn't sell. Monogamy has no drama, and the reason that you do have drama in the first place is because you don't okay, like, if you're speaking generally, if you're talking generally, monogamy is not dramatic because a lack of trust is more dramatic. So, cheating equals lack of trust, or like a betrayal of trust that makes for such a dramatic story, which sells, which is all in all chick flicks and Netflix and whatever, all the flicks. But monogamy is so healthy for you, like, in the sense of having that equal trust and communication and patience. Not saying that polyamorous relationships can't be like that, but if you're talking generally speaking, a lot of the time for one-night stands or relationships that involve more people, there's less of an understanding for each other. And I'm not saying being polyamorous is bad. I'm saying that most polyamorous relationships, if we're talking like generally speaking, a lot of people don't have that good basis of relationship with everyone. So I guess for me, I equate monogamy with just two people, which is what it is. But I mean, like, two people in the sense of having a solid relationship. A bit of context, I am married. We've known each other for 10 years, been married for almost 6 now. Yeah, almost 6. Wow. But our relationship started out as friends and being honest with each other. Like, the term never mind was something that we shot down straight away, like within the first couple weeks of knowing each other. You couldn't say the word never mind, you just had to say what was on your mind, no matter how stupid it was. And either that was like, I think that was the turning point of me trusting him, because he pushed to know what I was thinking. Even if I thought it was meaningless, he still saw meaning in it and valued my opinion, right? So having that patience and understanding and trust with someone in any friendship is really important to have a good relationship. And the reason why monogamy is quote-unquote boring is just because you've sorted stuff out already. Like, yes, there might be more excitement with more people, but there's more drama. Like, there's always ups and downs to every relationship. The problem is that the media is trying to tell you that you're not enough, in the sense of there's always something better, which is a propellant to have people cheat. Like, cheating is not being satisfied with what you have. Along the lines of media, having that group of friends tell you that your relationship isn't enough is not right. And I've talked about this before, like, and I've heard people break up over this, saying that they felt like they had more support from their friends than their partner, which is not right in my books. Like, if you don't think you're getting enough support from your partner, tell them. Like, work it out between the two of you. You don't need to vent and bitch about your relationship with your friends, quote-unquote friends, to get validation that your relationship sucks and that you should look for something better. No, if you do want that relationship to work, you work it out between the two of you. You don't have to involve other people. Other people don't know the ins and outs of your relationship. They're only seeing what they hear from you. And most often, if you're venting, it's about something bad. So they just paint your partner in a bad light and keep telling you that your partner's bad. Like, it's just a vicious cycle and you shouldn't do it. If you really want to be with that person, work it out with them. Take time, because involving other people is basically saying that you don't trust them anymore to value your opinion, and you're invalidating their opinion, and, like, you're not treating them like a person anymore. So that's my opinion on that. Honestly, if I were to come across a situation where there would be cheating, I would cut it off straight away. I value myself more than that. It would suck. It would suck a lot, but yeah. It would definitely be a deal breaker. There would not be any second or third chance. Because as a person, for anyone, you deserve better. You deserve to be valued. And if you are with a partner that has patience and understands you and cares for you and loves you, you deserve that. I mean, like, everyone deserves to be respected. You know? And it's like, if they place their expectations on you based on their selfish needs, get out of that relationship. That relationship is one-sided. It's manipulative and not healthy. A relationship definitely should be equal. Like, you're both people. You're both friends. You know? Not to say that, like, their expectations are invalid. I mean, in the same way that you expect things from a relationship, like respect, they also should be respected. If it's a form of self-improvement, like, they're concerned about your health, that's a valid expectation. But if it's them asking you to allow them to sleep with other people, that's just that's just wrong. Like, that's them getting what they want from you. and having stuff on the side. Like, if you're okay with that and they're okay with that, that's fine. That's between the two of you. But if they're forcing that on you, I don't think that's right at all. Like, expectations like that, where they feel validated in asking that of you, I don't. That's asking a lot. And it's one-sided. Like, expectations are very, very tricky. Even in friendships, like, if you expect something more of me than I expect of you, I will find it very hard to open up to you. Because I wouldn't feel like I'm enough. I'm not living up to your expectations of what a friend or what a partner should be. And that's the dangerous part, because you'll just have that affect the rest of your life. Like, if you don't think you're enough for your partner or your friend, your self-esteem for everything else is just going to shit. But if you have that self-respect in yourself, and that's something that can only be decided upon by yourself, but if you recognize that you don't deserve to be mistreated, and that you are enough, and you are a person, like, if someone else is telling you otherwise, you shouldn't be talking with them. Have that self-respect for yourself and know that you are enough. If someone isn't willing to accept you for you, as cliche as that sounds, you shouldn't be with them. Yeah. You deserve a good relationship. Everyone does. Everyone deserves to be respected. Take time to figure out who you are and find your self-esteem within yourself and not from other people, and value yourself as a person. That's taken a lot of time for me to get there, and I don't take well to other people telling me what to do, so it was a lot of me getting to that understanding of my opinions do matter, and I have the right to be respected because I'm a person, I'm a human being. So I think monogamy boils down to having a healthy relationship. And everyone deserves to have one. It's just a matter of being honest. Which is mind-blowing for me, because when we tell people about our relationship, about how we are with each other, it's just ridiculous. Like, this is what a normal relationship should be. We were meeting a bunch of friends one time, and I met a friend of a friend at dinner. So my husband was talking with our friend, and then I was talking with the friend's friend. She was like a psychology major, and she was just really interested in our relationship for some reason. And so, I mean, like, I have no problems telling people about how we met and stuff. But she was just mind blown that I had trusted him so easily or so quickly or whatever, however she viewed it, because she said that it's hard for women to trust men. And I'm sitting there like, maybe for you? it's just, if you're talking about stereotypes, that's it right there. Like, and that's something I don't understand at all. Yeah. I think that was really weird for me to experience. Are we not normal? Is our healthy relationship not normal? But I mean, like, yeah, I'll end it here, but monogamy is definitely quote-unquote boring because it's not dramatic for us, just because we've sorted everything out and we've taken time and patience and understanding and respect for each other to sort all of that out. I think complete trust in monogamy is very sexy. It's complete trust and yearning for one another, for who you are, is very sexy for me. But yeah, you deserve the best. You deserve to be respected for sure in any relationship. But I'll end this here. I hope this makes sense. If anyone needs anyone to talk to, I'm not an expert at all, but if you need someone to vent to, I'm here to listen. It's been definitely freeing being on Reddit and talking with strangers, because having someone to vent to that's completely unrelated to everything else in your life is therapeutic. So yeah, but by all means, if you want someone to just listen to you that has no connection to other parts of your life, that has no bias towards anything, just talk with me. Talk with other people in the community. That's what's so great about the GWA and Pillow Talk and GW Audible and all of these wonderful communities. We're all here in the same boat. Seeking validation as a person and sharing opinions and learning about things. It's, yeah, I'm rambling. All right. Hopefully this has been all right. I'll talk to you guys later, but I hope you have a great rest of the day. Kisses for you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.